A public health investigation found that cannabis-related poison control calls about kids doubled in Massachusetts after medical marijuana was legalized. The increase in calls to the Regional Center for Poison Control and Prevention at Boston Children's Hospital occurred despite laws requiring childproof packaging and warning labels on marijuana products. The investigation was led by UMass Amherst injury prevention researcher Jennifer Whitehill. She spoke with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill.
The numbers, I think this is like a good thing. The numbers were relatively small. We were looking at the 4 years before a medical marijuana law changed and the 4 years after. And so there were 29 calls in the 4 years before, and that increased to 69 calls in the 4 years after. So we're not talking about a very large number of cases, but these are children having bad experiences that either prompt their parent to call poison control, or sometimes the children are in the hospital and the healthcare provider isn't sure what's going on, and so they call poison control for guidance on how to take care of the patient.
You believe that these are preventable, right?
One thing that's concerning here, and that can be a cause for action, is that especially the calls that were related to really little children, age 0 to 4 years, getting into, say, edible cannabis products, those I consider preventable. Parents who have cannabis products in their homes can certainly think a bit more about safe storage of those things, because nobody wants kids getting into these products.
And there already are packaging requirements, right? I mean, these are supposed to be in childproof packaging and things like that. I mean, can anything be done to make it even more difficult to open the package for a young person?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think when we started this research, I had known about what had happened in Colorado and sort of similar findings, and I think Massachusetts was really thoughtful in putting into place its regulations around childproof packaging and labeling, and so I suppose I was hoping to see that we would not observe an increase because of those policies, but they are in place, and so I think, while I always like to think about the policies that could prevent these things, this may be also a case where parents just need to pay a little bit more attention to this, in the same way that they might think about access, you know, protecting alcohol or other products that should be kept away from kids.
So now that we have recreational marijuana, adult-use marijuana available in Massachusetts, will you be doing more research?
Yes, that is definitely the hope, and look at a few more additional years of data to see if this trend continues, if it goes up even more, or sort of stays steady as the new policies come into place.